I'm jamming.
You're jamming.
I was doing the worm. And speaking of that, did you see the guy from
Carlton?
Yeah.
He's suing for, what's the game, the Fortnite or whatever?
I've never seen her. I don't know.
Apparently, you get to do the Carlton, you know, dance move, and he didn't authorize the use of it, so he's suing them for trademark.
And see, I thought it was the other thing they do, some back and forth. That's not the Carlton.
No, that's the floss.
Is that what that is?
My daughters are. Or anytime you're at a magic game or a lightning game, they show the kids, they're always doing the floss. So
right.
It's a different thing.
And I've met Alfonso.
Have you?
Yeah. There used to be, well, there still is, you know, the St. Pete Grand Prix.
Sure.
But there used to be a celebrity race involved in it.
Okay.
And a bunch of cool celebrities. Matter of fact, I should probably frame it and loan it like you do to museums to you.
Okay.
And it's signed by all of these celebrities and stuff.
That's awesome.
And, you know, I don't collect a whole lot of autograph stuff, but there is something that I do need to get signed.
Okay.
I have an autographed picture of my son and Bruce Jenner. Signed by Bruce Jenner.
Okay.
Now I want to get it signed by Caitlyn Jenner.
Wow.
And I think that'd be cool.
That would be nuts.
Strange and eerie.
Oh, wait, not nuts.
Yeah.
Before the nuts.
All right, so Dave Feldman coming up momentarily from Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Big event right around the corner. Shannon Rich, depending on when his flight lands, may come on. He may come on next week as well. Next week, this is going to be our kind of, and I've been saying this all along, this is kind of our year in review.
It is.
Because next week with the fight, you know, towards the end of the week, well, it is the end of the week on Saturday, we'll have some of those fighters on. So we're kind of reminiscing a little bit.
And with your mix up with your alphabet last week with the letters of the organization, I also messed up with the Premier Boxing Champions.
Shocking. You made a mistake.
So, yeah, I know. But they'll be fighting in Brooklyn next week where the brothers, the Jamelo brothers, it's going to be.
All right. Well, I'm glad that you got that straight. Okay.
Twins.
So Dave Feldman was on last week.
Yep.
He's back on. He wants to talk about some things from Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. Dave, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not too bad. We appreciate your time. I know you wanted to come back on and talk about a couple things. Let's start with, and I know you were going to bring up, and I don't even think it's necessary, but I understand with what's going on with another organization that people are kind of confused and conflicting sometimes, your company with theirs.
Yeah, I absolutely want to talk about that. So World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation, WBKFF, promoted a show on November 9th in Cheyenne, Wyoming on pay-per-view, a decent show. They still have not paid their fighters. And not that I'm going on talking about another promotion because I don't even want to mention them, but what I want to do is put our name and declare the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship, the premier bare knuckle fighting organization in the entire world, the one who was able to get this sport legalized June 2nd, 2018 in Wyoming, is apart from that. We treat our fighters great. We do so much for the fighters. We do so much for charity. We do so much for the fans. And we're trying to give everybody the best product and make sure that these fighters that are going out there risking their lives are being compensated the way that they're supposed to. And with that being said, you know, with these fighters not getting paid, it's Christmas time right now. A lot of them are having trouble even paying their bills and having money to pay for Christmas. So, you know, I think it was a great platform to be on this show right now and to mention this, that any of the fighters out there that fought on WBKFF that have not got paid and that are having trouble rounding ends meet to get some Christmas presents going for their family, to reach out to me because I'm going to try to help them out and see if we can bring them over to our organization and help their families have at least some kind of Christmas this year.
That's unbelievable. And I want to apologize. You know, we had you on last week. We've had you on numerous times. I've been at two of your events. I'm going to be at plenty more down the road. When I just did my real quick research, as I always do before the show, and I tagged you on Twitter, and it has the FF, and that's kind of where I messed up when I said Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation instead of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. But you're right, and people do need to know the difference because, you know, bad press out there is not good, and you never want it tagged, you know, on you when it's not deserving.
Well, I mean, it's so new. The sport is so new, bare knuckle fighting, as you know. It just debuted this year, and with another organization coming out, and obviously giving this sport a black eye, it's something that we didn't want to happen, and it's unfortunate that it did happen, but we're going to still continue to put on the best shows possible. Yes. We are putting on a phenomenal show here February 2nd. I mean, every fight on that card has Fight of the Night candidate written all over it. And with that being said, we're also looking at partnering with some very important broadcast partners right now at this point. We're probably going to have a pretty good announcement coming on pretty soon that we think is going to shake the world up a little bit. But, you know, I didn't really want to come in here to promote the fight and everything like that, and that's great, you know, and I know we're going to be on a lot to promote this fight, and it's going to be an epic historical card, but I just want to let the fighters know that, you know, we're not World Bare Knuckle Fighting Federation. We have nothing to do with them. What they did to the fighters was wrong. Like I said on another interview, you know, it's kind of different if you went to work as a dishwasher and you didn't get paid, and, you know, it sucks you didn't get paid, but nobody should not get paid, but these guys were actually risking their lives, getting hit with bare knuckles and didn't get paid. So if anybody's having any problems out there, you know, reach out to us and we'll see if we can work something out for you and help ease the pain for your family right now.
And here's what I want you to know, what I think about you, what I think about your organization, the people that I've worked with at your organization. I'm sure you're aware of what's the very next day after your event. I believe it's called the Super Bowl. And I am not going to go cover the Super Bowl. I am not going to broadcast like I've done 25 times from the Super Bowl, because I'll be in Mexico covering your event.
Oh, that's awesome, man. That is so awesome. That's great. So, I think we picked a great time. We're getting a hell of a reception down there. You know, I think people are looking at us as we're looking like we're the next big thing, but we've never been in Mexico. And the fans and the fighters, they're begging us to get on the card. I think it's going to be an epic promotion down there, and we're still looking forward to that. February 2nd, we're going to have some other really big announcements coming up where else we're going to be going in other parts of the world pretty soon here. But right now, you know, it's about the fighters. So it's about what happened to the fighters. And like I said, I can't say it enough. I've been a former fighter. I've been in there, you know, taking poundings in the gym and going out there and performing for the fans. And if I didn't get paid, you know, I would think that it was a pretty shitty situation. And if we can help ease the pain for any of these guys that are really going through it right now. Look, I don't want you reaching out to me because you want to put a little money in your pocket. I want you reaching out to me if you really, truly are having trouble getting by right now in this season for your family. Reach out to us and let's see what we can do to help you guys out, because it's unfortunate that it happened in the sport that I created.
You know what? There's so many other things I want to talk to you about your event coming up, but we're not going to do it today. You know, I'm going to thank you for coming on. We're going to end it with what you're trying to do for the fighters that did kind of get shafted. Let's get you back on again next week, and we'll devote it all to the event coming up in February in Mexico. But I think this is the right time and the right place to kind of move on and let you go. And thank you for coming on, because I want to end it with, that's what this call was about. It wasn't to promote your event that's coming up at Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. It's more to kind of, you know, isolate you from the other company and try to help the fighters that do need a little bit of help. And I'll help get that word out as soon as the show's over today.
Awesome. Thank you so much, guys. I mean, like you just said, this is the time of the year for this kind of announcement. So after Christmas is done, and I hope you have me back on the show, I'd love to promote the heck out of February 2nd, because it's going to be one hell of a show.
We'll have you back on next Wednesday for sure, I promise. Dave, as always, thank you for your time, sir.
Thanks so much, guys. Bye-bye.
That is the president of Bare Knuckle Fighting Championship. And you know, and you got to be careful. And I've met Dave, you know, a little bit. We've done some stuff together. And you have to be careful, you know, because now everybody that's going on that card is going to reach out and say, okay, I need help.
Sure.
No, if you do need help, you know, if you need help to pay a bill, and some of those guys do, and that's why they're fighting.
And Dave's job is a tough one. I mean, you know, he started a brand new federation, you know, bringing something back from the 1800s that hasn't been sanctioned in this land. You know, to make a sport out of it. And he needs these big names from where everybody knows them as fighters, but you don't also want to be like a graveyard for fighters to go to retire. You know, so he's got to like harvest and cultivate his own fighting coming up.
And that's what we're going to get to next week.
I think it's awesome.
Because I wanted to ask him a couple things.
Sure.
You know, and you know, I never pre-talk. He doesn't know what I'm going to ask him. He may not like some of the things that I'm going to ask. But I didn't want to do it after that.
Sure.
You know, we'll do it next week. We'll do it the week after.
Because of the long you know, the time of it being banned in the U.S., you know, now you have a whole new generation of fighters up and coming or seeing this for the first time. Now it's possible for them to actually participate, you know, instead of going into MMA or Bellator or a different promotion, they can actually go straight bare knuckle from 18, 19, 21 years of age and have a career in it. So, I mean, his job is great, but I think, you know, if he can keep building this kind of momentum and separate himself from the riffraff of the other federations.
Well, it's unfortunate. You know, I remember vividly when one of your favorite fighters, your piece of memorabilia that would be your marquee item, when he tested positive.
Sure.
On the four-letter network.
Right.
He tested positive in another organization, yet they had the UFC banner behind him.
Right.
You know, right. He fought in the UFC, but he wasn't in the UFC when he tested positive.
Sure.
Even though I don't even hold the organization responsible. It's not the organization.
Right.
It's the knucklehead that took it and got caught. So it's kind of the same thing. And I think this is going to continue to happen a little bit, kind of like I said earlier, when you think MMA, it's UFC.
Sure.
Well, when you think bare knuckle, you're going to think bare knuckle fighting. And like I said, and this doesn't, you know, justify my mess up last week, Dave Feldman's Twitter has double FF.
Right.
Sure. And so I was just doing real quick. You know, when I get into these shows sometimes, and I don't know if you've caught this, if you're aware of this, and it happened again last night. I've been with Alex Kappa. Caleb Benenat is one of my closest friends, you know, on the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, if friends is the right word.
Sure.
You know, yes,
sure.
He's an athlete and I'm media. And we've gotten to know each other, you know, and Leonard and Michael. I write on an index card their name so that when I'm in the middle of doing the show, I don't,
draw a blank. You don't,
right.
You know, you're thinking about the next segue. You're thinking about the next way to tie it into an old story about somewhere you met someone doing something and you lose track of names.
And that's why I did that last week. Sure. I wrote down, I jumped on. On drugs rehabilitation, on the whole nine yards.
Okay.
And I brought in an expert who helped run a drug rehab center in Philadelphia.
Okay.
This expert was my grandfather.
Okay.
Okay, a former police officer. My uncle ran the drug rehab center. My grandfather was involved. And as I did this speech, I forgot my grandfather's name.
You get caught up in the moment.
And that's what I'm saying.
We're going numbers and facts and records and dates and locations, and it's
easy. And that's why I write everything down.
And we're in a live radio show where anything can happen.
And does.
We know that. But the one thing I did take away from that segment with Dave Feldman is that we're going to Cancun.
I didn't say we. I said I'm.
Well, you said you're not broadcasting the Super Bowl.
Right.
So if you're going to be there.
I'm going there.
This guy, we're like Stuck on You, the movie.
Not
have you
yet.
Seen that movie?
No, I haven't.
You have.
I haven't.
With Matt Damon, and he's stuck on the guy, and like they have to do everything together like Siamese twins.
Okay, let me say it in a way you understand. No, I haven't seen it.
Well, we're going to watch it on the plane to Cancun for the Bare Knuckle Fighting Championships on February 2nd.
Giving up the Super Bowl to go cover this event.
That's big. With the fight card, he's right. Any fight could be fight of the night. I mean,
out of the blocks, you have to think Garcia. But then again, it's not just up, you know, to Leonard Garcia.
Right.
It's up to the opponent.
Right.
And that's the difference between, and we've talked about this as well, the difference between performance and fight. Fight of the night, I need both people to come and fight.
Sure.
Performance is a total domination, you know, does his thing.
Right.
And, you know, I don't want to get into this and upset, you know, people that I do consider my friends. Getting back to that legend thing, just because your fight is in the Hall of Fame doesn't mean you're in the Hall
sure.
of Fame.
Sure. I mean, like the Jared Hurt, the boxing fight before the Wilder fight, right? The Fury Wilder fight, he hit him with a solar plex shot and the guy just stayed down. Like Weldon, I think his name was, or Welton.
Casey Weldon, former quarterback.
Like he just like stayed, waited for the count. Then he got back up. Didn't even attempt to go back and fight again, you know? So yeah, you're right. It all depends on your opponent and their heart and how much of beating they're willing to take for the fans.
No, again. To see, first of all, you shouldn't take a beating for the fans. You know, I'm dead against that.
Yeah, you know, for just like to be a warrior, like, I mean, because you can't quit. You can't. I mean, why are you gonna quit after a boxing glove? It's not even a MMA glove or a bare knuckle. It's like a bare knuckle punch to the solar plex. I mean, what did he stay down for?
Because he was hurt,
or he just didn't get beat up anymore.
No, and that's fine. You know, why do you think that's an embarrassment? Do you think that's disrespectful? Kind of the no mas thing?
I don't know.
I mean, it always was considered that.
You just sit on a knee and like wait for the judge to count and then just stand back up and go back to your corner and go home. I don't know. You're a warrior, man. Go in there. Put it all on the line.
He had enough.
I guess.
So to you, a tap out is not okay. That's what you're saying.
No, a tap out's good.
That was a tap out. He tapped out.
That's a boxing version of tap out?
Of course. You know, he went down. He took the knee. Maybe he was running through his mind. You know, could
I got back up. Fury was unconscious.
No, Fury was dead.
He was flatlined.
He flatlined.
And he got up on six like Rocky.
He pulled a Wes Sims who flatlined on an MMA TV show, but he did. He like a Rocky, get up, and he got up.
Did you see the post interview with Jared Hurt? They're interviewing him. He still lives at home with his parents. You know that?
No.
Well,
nothing wrong with that.
It reminded me of a Facebook meme.
I kind of feel like you're still living at my house. So.
Do you want to hear a Facebook meme joke?
No.
Oh, come on.
No, this is FCC radio.
I know. It'll be clean. It's like women out here talking about how they won't date a man that lives at home with his parents. But they'll date a man that lives at home with his wife.
I did see that.
Oh, boy.
I did see that. That's one of those things that makes you go, wow. You know what else makes you go, wow?
That I still have a career on this radio
network.
Well,
you don't have a career. But that you're still on the radio, maybe. But you know what else? Bathroom doors that open in. That bothers me.
Does it?
It truly does.
Okay.
If I ever owned a restaurant, if I ever owned a facility that required a bathroom, I would never have a door, not a stall door per se.
Okay.
Because we talked about this last night with Caleb. The main door into the bathroom should always go out, not go in.
And why?
Common sense, one.
Okay.
But here's number two.
Okay.
Does everyone, and I don't know this for a fact because I don't watch guys that go to a bathroom and then wash their hands, but does every person who goes in a bathroom wash their hands?
No.
Exactly. So when a door opens in,
okay,
that means you have to pull to go out.
Okay.
Right?
Right.
So I go to the bathroom. I don't wash my hand. Well, I don't want to use me as an example because then you'll believe that. All right. The guy sitting at the counter.
The staff zone is now in Atlanta is freaking out right now because they're like, he was just there and he was serving our snacks.
I always wash my hands three times. But here's the thing. The guy that's sitting at your counter right now goes into the bathroom.
Right.
Goes to the bathroom and walks out.
Right.
He grabs the door handle, opens it, and walks out.
How's that any different than the stadium?
Can I finish?
Yes.
Thank you. Then I go to the bathroom. I wash my hands three times, like I said.
Right.
Now, I do something to combat it.
You take the paper towel.
I do. The paper towel or my shirt. I use my shirt a lot. You know, because a lot of times with the warm dryer, they don't have paper.
Right.
I have to use my shirt. But if I then go and open the door.
You're touching the bacteria. The thing
that the guy who just didn't wash his hands.
What about the stadium? They don't even have doors.
That's
the guys
better.
Don't wash their hands.
No, I'm okay with that.
They just go back and do whatever.
I'm okay with no doors.
How about the
because
rankings?
Then you don't have to touch anything.
Did you see the rankings for the stadium food? You know, Amalie Arena and Trop once again.
Is Trop still the worst?
Not the worst, but they're not favorable.
Good.
Why is it so hard? Why is it so hard to have a sanitary stadium? You have all of the money.
Because
you're charging crazy money.
Who would be in charge of doing it? Because you lease those portions. You know, whatever is in there, you're leasing it.
Right.
You're paying most of the profit is going to the stadium or the arena.
Sure.
So why people would want to be in there to begin with, other than the recognition, and that's probably why they do it. But so who are you expecting to clean? You know the people that run the stadium or the arena. They're not going to do it. And you're just leasing it. You don't care.
Yeah.
And the workers that you're just bringing in, they care even less.
Sure. Of course, because it's just one game. It's like, what, like 80 games a year or something?
There is a reason. Of course, I watched Oprah one time, so I don't even know if this is true, but there was a survey done. So there's a reason that, A, I very rarely get ice.
Okay, because the ice machine is the dirtiest thing in the restaurant.
Exactly. And there's a reason, and not just here, and I appreciate that you always have the bottles for me.
Sure.
But it's the same reason. I don't want to drink from the other because most places don't clean it.
Sure.
You know,
of course.
I'm not saying this bottle's clean either.
Right.
Because we certainly don't know. Right. We certainly don't know that. But so whose responsibility at a stadium or an arena, you know, when you go to a UFC fight, when you go to a Bellator fight, which, by the way, we are going to next month.
Yeah.
Oh, let me rephrase. I'm going to next month.
But we're attached at the hip, remember?
If you want to go, and then I will take you.
Okay.
You'll take me to a steakhouse, okay. And then I'm going to take you to Felipe's.
Okay. What's
Felipe's? In L.A.
Oh,
it's where they invented the French dip sandwich.
Sounds glorious.
Now, here's the thing that kind of blows my mind, okay? And as a restaurateur, I want you to explain this to me.
Okay.
You go get a, I don't even know what a French, well, a French, well, no.
Like roast beef?
Yeah, it's a roast beef sandwich. It's right. Not a French dip until you dip it into and the au jus and stuff. Sauce, right. So they charge to dip it, and then it's their double charge to dip it twice.
Really? You charge for double dipping?
They are double dipping.
Yeah.
But it is.
Double dipping is taboo at a Super Bowl party.
It's taboo anywhere else, especially when you're sticking your hands in the peanuts and pretzels.
Yeah.
But so, yeah, the plan is, and more, you well, know, it came down that there was three events on January 26th. A UFC event.
Okay.
With Ben Askren. Bader versus Fedor.
Yep.
And my buddy Russell Peters coming to Tampa.
Oh, he is coming to Tampa.
Yeah. So, A, I don't have the phone call back.
Do you think you could talk to him? Like, maybe I could be his opening act?
I will talk to him,
okay.
And no.
Because I'm pretty good. Like, I'm good. I mean, I'm doing this show sitting down, but when I stand up, my comedy is even better.
Yeah, I'm going to have to be honest with you. On FCC radio, you're a moron, okay? And that's what we're going to stick with. So because the UFC postponed their event on the 26th.
Made a no-brainer for you.
Well, no, I'm still down to two.
Yeah, but you're not. You're going to Fader. You're going to Bader.
Fader?
Fader. Fader. The Fader Bader.
Here's why I'm going to go to L.A.
Okay.
For Fader main event. Since you called him Fader, yeah. I'll stick with it. Russell Peters is in Orlando on Sunday.
Okay. So you get to do both.
So what I'm going to do is I'm going to fly to L.A. I'll broadcast on Wednesday from L.A.
Okay.
With Ryan Bader.
Okay.
Another eight-man strong athlete. Then go to the fights on Saturday.
Okay.
And then I'll fly to Orlando.
Oh.
And like, see Russell Peters.
I like the strategy.
Yeah. And then I'll have an
and then
Uber.
We can stop and eat at the brand new stadium where the Rays will be playing in St. Petersburg.
Okay, that's not going to happen either.
It'll be the cleanest stadium food on the planet when they build the stadium.
Well, it definitely will be because they're not building a stadium.
Where are they going to play?
They're going to play at the Trop.
Again?
They are going to play at the Trop until
forever?
They leave. Forever.
Why?
Three reasons. Nobody's going to pay for the stadium. Nobody wants the stadium. And nobody even wants the Rays.
I want the stadium.
Because you don't live in St. Pete.
Yeah, but my restaurants are here, so my taxes will pay for it. I want my portion of the pie.
But your taxes aren't going to pay for it. Aren't? Is that a word?
Aren't.
It's taxpayers that are going to pay for it, not your tax. You know what?
Right.
It's,
businesses,
it's,
not
right.
The, like, it's a, so it's a taxpayer.
Now, I want everybody to benefit. The problem is, and this is the conversation I had with my parents who live in St. Pete, they don't benefit from the Rays being here. And if they lived in Tampa, they wouldn't benefit from
right.
They don't benefit, but, so it's not fair to have everybody pay for a multimillionaire to have a toy in that city.
Right, but they just bought the Al Lang Stadium, right, where the Rowdies play.
Great. Like, what so do you think they're going to do there?
Why can't they make that an outdoor baseball stadium?
What I really do think they should do is they should play their games at Al Lang.
Because it'd fill it up. It'd be sold out every game.
7,200 would be at every game,
right?
And I'm okay with that.
And then you charge more for the tickets because you got supply and demand.
And it would be an awesome place to watch.
Great, because you're on the bay. You're looking over the water. You're
yep.
seeing the new pier. You're like, you know, taxi, water taxis dropping you off from Tampa.
You could double your tickets to cost of the Rays. You could now charge $15 instead of $7.11.
Probably have cleaner food than the
well, you
current
still
shop.
Would. Yeah, you probably would.
Okay, dirtier food.
It'd still be the same people.
Same food.
Yeah, it would be the
We're
same
okay
people.
With the same food.
Run by the same thing. So.
I'm down with that.
I just don't get that all of these owners, all of them, no matter what city you're in across the country, across the world, a multi-billionaire owns the team but wants you to pay for the stadium, for the right.
But they
for,
all do that.
I know they do.
They all do.
They until somebody stands up, like Tampa just did, and says, no, yeah. no, bye.
I know.
And it's a shame because there's cities that are going to lose teams, like Oakland, San Diego. San Diego lost the Chargers.
Yeah.
Stadiums. It's all about... You build it, and we will stay.
Right. Well, Field of Dreams taught us that. Kevin Costner. They build it, they will come. Except
they didn't.
St. Pete. but, man, I know. I guess we'll continue to eat bad food at the Trop.
Well, I don't.
You don't either?
No. I've never bought a ticket to go to the Trop.
That's true.
And I'll never go to the Trop again.
I won't tell somebody's traded, but I'll go back.
Well, no, it's not even until somebody's traded because of you and your relationship with somebody.
It's not my relationship.
It's the lack of relationship.
Right, it's the lack of relationship.
It all worked out okay. You know, we never open the phone lines.
Oh, come on.
No. Somebody just asked me to, and I said no. But you know what I will do? Hit the bottom of the hour break. Yeah. And then you can do whatever you need to do when we come back. I'm turning the show over to you for the first 2.5, 3 seconds. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by Ape Man Strong and Staff Sergeant.
Is the Tantalk Radio Network.
Ape Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you're bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Ape Man Strong.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain-free, and cauliflower crust, to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to CleanEnergyWellness.com and go Bucks!
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Construction companies always face hiring challenges. Do you need temporary help on your project? Or maybe you want a true partner for all of your staffing needs? StaffZone is construction staffing excellence, providing both skilled and general labor positions. And we want to work for you. For all of your construction staffing needs, call us at 877-247-ZONE or visit us online at thestaffzone.com to find your local branch. Our staffing professionals are eager and ready to earn your business. That's 877-247-ZONE.
Monster Jam! There's only one event with high-octane energy, heart-pounding action, and non-stop excitement. See Gravedigger, Max D, and more. Brought to you by BKT Tires, your local Ford dealers, Dairy Queen, and 1-800-ASK-GARY. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and charges may apply. Coming to Raymond James Stadium, January 12th and February 2nd. Visit MonsterJam.com.
It's the Big Ten versus the SEC. Outback Bowl 2019. Witness the SEC's aggressive Mississippi State Bulldogs when they face the Big Ten's tenacious Iowa Hawkeyes. Experience Bulldog dual threat quarterback Nick Fitzgerald shootout against talented Hawkeye QB Nate Stanley. What a clash. What a blast. New Year's Day, Raymond James Stadium. Hit Ticketmaster. Super gift idea.
The Press Box Sports Emporium is Tampa's favorite place to watch the big game. Known for their chicken wings and the best burgers in town, the Press Box also features a full menu, daily happy hours and specials, and of course a special menu for the kids. Check out the new 12 draft system, or the boxing, or WWE pay-per-view parties. Go to PressBoxSports.com for more information and money-saving coupons. Proudly serving South Tampa for over 20 years. The Press Box Sports Emporium at 222 South Dale Mabry in Tampa.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hi, this is Cal Ripken Jr., and you're listening to Talking Sports with Randy Harris.
I just realized something.
Yes.
I just realized something. Why this show equals out.
Okay.
Well, serious. I'm being dead serious.
Okay.
You pull this show down so bad and make us look so bad.
Right.
But all the people back at the battleship that run the show and run the liners and pull us up to equal it out.
They love it.
So where you kill us, they
see,
help us.
I dig through the core of the earth and I come out on this side. You know, down under.
Yeah, you're down under, all right.
Greatest song ever, like Toto.
I don't think that was Toto, but Toto was pretty good.
Duran Duran.
Don't hold the line.
Who is the
hold
who,
the line?
Who sang Down Under? We are the men from Down Under.
I don't know. Men at work.
Oh, that's it. That's Men at Work.
Yep.
Nice.
What, are we talking music now? Is that where we're going?
I mean, did you see your boy Bob Hucko? Like, is he not living a dream right now?
Yeah.
I mean, traveling with like Motley Crue and like Vince Neil.
Him and Neil are boys.
So he was hanging out with Cheap Trick. They were singing with, I don't know, who else.
Well, Robin, like I told you, at the CES last year, Robin did something at the CES. And, okay. You know, everybody knows everybody.
Right.
You know, it's kind of crazy because at this year's, and I'm already starting to work on next year, and you've already been cut out, by the way, at this year's Make-A-Wish event for the Kevin Carter Foundation, Jason Scheff was there, former lead singer of Chicago, who's been doing stuff with Jay DeMarcus of Rascal Flatts.
Sure.
So it's all one great, big, vicious circle.
That's cool.
Yep. Looking forward to next year. I'm already working on some people.
Awesome.
Going to be good stuff.
I'm excited. We got a bowl game coming up tomorrow before I fly out to Indiana.
Do you think because it's pouring in Tampa Bay now that it'll push it out tomorrow? Because it's 100% chance of rain at the Best Body Work Lawnmower Bowl.
It's the Bad Boy Mower Bowl.
Okay.
It's the first time it's being held at Raymond James. So if it was at the Trop, it would be indoors. The rain would be...
I don't believe in any of this stuff. I don't believe in any of the stuff that you believe in, that the FedEx driver believes in, any of this stuff. But I think somebody's trying to say, you move on me, I treat you bad.
Yeah, moving on the other side of the bay is not a good format.
Well, apparently. I don't even think anybody's mad at you moving to the other side of the bay. I think the fact
is... it's a football stadium.
I think it's the fact that you moved. You know, if you would have gone to an open stadium in St. Pete, it would be the same awful weather.
Sure.
You moved on me. Jabu.
Okay.
And so by moving, someone's upset.
So the juju mojo, is all done.
All right. So Pro Bowl snubs.
Yeah. No Buccaneers made it this year.
Well, you know, it was funny. I was in the locker room and some of the guys that I do talk to, they're like, hey, you better go over there. They're interviewing Mike Evans. I was clear across the other room. And I said, I'll tell you what's being asked. What do you feel about missing the Pro Bowl? And then what are they going to say?
You got to be on a winning team, right? I mean.
Do you think anybody's really upset about McCoy's not going to Orlando?
McCoy's made it, and they've been on terrible teams in the past. Like they didn't win anything, so you know it's not a true pop. It's not based on record and like
1,000%. It's based on popularity. 1,000%.
I'm surprised JPP didn't make it. I thought he had a great season. I thought he's.
There was a player talked about in the locker room today.
Okay.
Who talked at the beginning of the year about retiring? Okay. That he can't do it anymore.
Okay.
That his health is bad. That his performance is down. Guess where he's going? He's going to the Pro Bowl.
Who?
I'm not telling you who. I'm just saying a name that was brought up.
Okay.
So it's all popularity. And Gerald has gone predominantly on popularity.
Sure.
Not necessarily performance.
Sure.
It's a fan-based thing. Take the votes out of the fans' hands. And it's not so much just for the fans. It's for the corporations that cheat. The fan, you don't get just one vote, first of all. Second of all, if you play in a, and not even in a popular area, if you play for a popular team If you play for the Patriots, if you play for the Steelers, the Bears, you know, typically the Packers, the Cowboys, you already have three regerts like that because somebody signed our board yesterday or your board. No,
not
regerts.
Somebody.
Well, Caleb Beninat, jokingly, you know, he thought it was funny. He thought it was, as do I. You know, so I remember when I worked for the St. Louis Cardinals, the previous owner, who was so cheap he wouldn't pay me to work, he gave me a watch at the end of the year. I said, take the watch and stick it. I don't care what time it is. They stuffed boxes. They had people. Sure. There's companies that all night long.
Everything that's based on ballots.
The voice.
Is the elections.
There's only one vote per person in that. Yeah.
I mean, look, any.
Did you see Dancing with the Stars?
No.
Okay. Do you watch Dancing with the Stars?
No.
All right. There is a country radio host, Bobby Bones.
Okay.
Okay. Who is on here in the Tampa Bay area. He's on nationwide. I don't watch the show, but if I'm walking through to go watch my wrestling or whatever, arguably one of the worst dancers I've ever seen.
Okay.
He won.
Okay.
Over two legitimate, decent celebrity dancers.
Okay.
How did he win? Because it's a popularity contest.
Sure.
And I listened to his show from time to time, and he was talking about, you know, votes, and I hope, and, you know, that's their job, is to push votes.
I mean, let's be honest, like, all these, like, creative loafing, TBT, like, best of the year award, best donut, best haircut, best pizza. It's all based on advertising dollars, revenue spent.
Absolutely.
Number of employees that filled out ballots after hours. Like, in Denver, they used to go and collect all of them from the boxes. As soon as they drop them, grab all the ballots, and then they would, fill them out, and then they would sell them to you. Like, hey, I got 500 ballots that I say you're the winner. You won't buy it for $1,000 ad. It's all. I don't think anybody really cares anymore.
No, they care. Obviously, they care. You know, the best pizza shop cares.
I don't think they wouldn't do it. The movie Elf. It's like the best coffee in the world. Like, congratulations.
Yeah. You know, I just saw that for the first time.
Thank goodness. Somebody write that down. Movie that you saw, and now you have to see Stuck on You.
No, I probably won't.
Come on.
We went to the movie theater to watch it.
Did you?
Elf? Yeah. Yeah, okay. It was some anniversary.
But they're taking out the shower scene, like because they say it's insensitive about the man being in the, I don't know, the Me Too movement. I mean, every classic, they have a problem with Rudolph being bullied, right? Because he was like, they had a red nose and he didn't fit in. And they're trying to take away the Elf scene with the shower. What was the other one they're doing this week they're taking out?
I don't know.
You can't have anything anymore.
I don't know.
Anything tradition they want to take away as being offensive, and like, it's crazy.
Everything is offensive.
I'm offensive.
Including you. I was just going to say that.
I'm offensive. And the four
offensive
linemen
too.
And the four linemen that were here last night are definitely offensive.
They're offensive linemen.
They were awesome. They were great doing the pizza challenge, and we had a lot of fun.
No, it was cool. It was cool. All right, so you'll be out of town, so do you want to talk about next week's card, or do you want to wait?
We can do it next week. I mean, because I'll do the show Wednesday. I'm gonna stop by Popeye's Chicken and get my emotional support.
Yeah, what's up with that?
So it's emotional. It's an emotional support chicken box full of chicken.
The bucket of chicken.
It's a to-go box shaped like a chicken. You can take it on the plane with you. It's a travel companion.
That's pretty funny.
So it's not funny. It's lunch.
Right. I understand that. But I like it.
But I'm gonna take that, and then I'll be taking that to arguably more unsanitary than your bathrooms are airplanes. So before I go, I'll go by and see my boy Scott over at Invigorate, get my IVs, make sure that my immune system's working optimally so that I can recover while I'm out of town. Because traveling to the cold and coming back to the hot, I don't want to be sick for the Outback Bowl.
Now, can you transfer that kind of stuff?
Transfer
you know,
what?
The IV stuff?
Yeah, I don't. I mean,
no, what I'm saying, not transfer to sick-wise. I'm saying
that's dirtier than your bathrooms.
No, I understand that. What I'm asking is, like, at an event. Say we were to have an event in Charlotte.
Okay.
Like, could he go up there?
Yeah, no. Like, his services are mobile. So that's the beauty of it. Like, he can go to your home and after a race, or especially for fighting, combat sports, you know, to get rehydrated after an event.
Some are illegal.
Some are illegal, but this is all natural. I mean, this guy.
No, but I'm saying, like, you can't. It's illegal to take IVs.
Oh, okay. Right.
So, you know, when you say sports and stuff, but like the Rugged Maniac that's coming back in April.
Absolutely.
So he could go out to that.
He can do, and he does house calls. He's kind of like the Uber of medical services. You know, available when you need it. You know, you go directly to him, and he's down in downtown St. Pete, so right by the Trop. So I'll go stop by there on my way.
Interesting.
Because I don't want to get sick. I can't be sick and come back and miss the buffet at the Outback Bowl.
It's not a buffet.
but it's in, but it's gonna be a great day, and I can't be sick unless it's raining.
So, when you go, you just don't sit in the seats.
Well, yeah.
You stand up in the back.
Yeah, but that's not the true college experience. Like college.
No, that is the college. Well, no, the college experience is sitting in it.
Yeah, you got to be in the action.
You know, Sean just did that. That was one of his bucket lists. He went to the Broncos Browns game. In the cold, he had to wear a jacket, which I'm really not sure what that is.
Okay.
You know, wore a jacket, did all this kind of stuff. So he just did that. So yeah. It rained at the Outback Bowl. Funny story. Penn State was here.
Okay.
And it was Kajana Carter's his rookie year, who you probably don't even know who that is, number one draft pick of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
I got to know him a little bit. Matter of fact, we went into Joe Paterno's hotel room.
Ooh.
And it was like late at night, and everybody was making a lot of noise, and I'll never forget this. He opened the door, and he was like, hey, y'all keep the noise down. And he threw out a bunch of cigars to all the players or whoever was in the room and then shut the door again.
Wow.
So we're at the game, and it's pouring. So Kajana Carter goes over to the equipment guy, and he gets jackets for everybody, you know, rain gear.
Okay.
And so the equipment guy kind of walks by, and he's looking at everybody. And he's like, okay, I know. And he looks at me. He goes, give me that jacket. And he took the jacket from me.
Took your jacket?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't my jacket. It was theirs. But, you know, all the players, all the former players, everybody that was there was in the jacket. They're the ones who got me the jacket.
Wow.
And they took it.
So that's probably some guy's job, is like make sure that every jacket's assigned to the right person.
That was the last time I ever rooted for Penn State.
Yeah, well, I don't think anybody roots for him anymore.
I was just informed by Sean KO Radio that the other thing was the beer was cold.
Ooh. Yeah, because straight from the Rockies.
Cold. Yeah.
I mean, we went to the brewery while we were in Denver for the UFC 25th anniversary.
Yeah, we did go there.
It's a good time.
I don't know if it was a good time going to
the brewery. You didn't like the brewery tour?
No.
That's cool.
At least I'm honest.
Saw some history.
Yeah, see, I don't like history. I don't care. I don't care about any of that stuff.
It's all big beer can that we tried to make it look like we were drinking out of.
Yeah.
Anniversary in Denver was definitely a highlight of 2018. That was an awesome time. But
that's the highlight? That's your highlight?
No. I mean, well, as far as like, this program, I mean, Brooklyn was cool. Yeah, I thought that was...
I thought Brooklyn was better.
Yeah, Brooklyn was better than Denver?
Yeah, I think so. I enjoyed Brooklyn more. You know, just not even fight-wise. You know, I enjoy New York City.
Right.
I enjoy just walking around. I enjoy Times Square. I mean, we jumped on a train just to go get a particular popcorn. I don't want to give them any credit. So I could bring it home to my wife.
Sure.
I mean, Denver was cool. We had fun in Denver, but... I'd rather go to Brooklyn just so I can go to New York City. Brooklyn's awful, but I would rather go. Coney Island was all right.
Okay.
That was really awful, but it was cool to go down there just so I could pretend I was one of the Warriors.
You didn't take your Coke bottles and clank them together.
That's because you wouldn't buy me two more sodas. You only bought me one. Hey, lunch is on me. You can have one bottle and one slice of pizza.
Well,
pizza in Brooklyn's awful.
It's not what it used to be.
What did it used to be?
All the Italians are gone. The Italians are moved out. Asians moved in, and the Russians moved in, and
they took over.
Now the pizza's made by like Albanians and Bosnians. It's not the same.
But they should still make the same kind of pizza.
It's different recipes. Like they have their own flavor. Like the Greek people put cinnamon in their sauce. They put so Greek pizza is way different than an Italian Sicilian pizza, and that's basically what ran Brooklyn. Like it had a big Italian population. So when they started moving out. Yeah, you lost the tradition, you lost the history, you lost the technique.
I've been to 1, 2, 3, I believe 4 pizzerias in Brooklyn, and I thought they were all awful. Not awful.
Not the Giuliana's, the
wasn't
Brooklyn
very
Bridge.
Good. It wasn't very good. The one under the Brooklyn Bridge was decent.
Amazing.
Decent.
Great.
Okay, it was good.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was good. All right, let's go hit our final break of the afternoon on our recap show. Yes, there is a show next week. We have plenty of guests lined up. Matt will be out of town. I'll be in the dungeon. A lot of cool stuff, but we'll close out the review when we return. This is Knockout Radio, brought to you by 8 Men Strong and Stuffs.
My thoughts were short, my hair was long.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? StaffZone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, StaffZone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the StaffZone way.
Clean Energy Massage and Wellness is dedicated to providing you with the highest quality of care and proud to be the official massage and wellness facility of the 2018 Playership. A clinical deep tissue massage from Clean Energy Massage and Wellness can provide the relief from pain and stress. We tailor each session to you and your needs to provide you the best care possible. Conveniently located at 4255 Henderson Boulevard in Tampa, sports massage, deep tissue, acupuncture, medical massage, and much more. Improve your health today. Call 813-769-9280 or go to clinenergywellness.com and go Bucks!
Monster Jam! Heart-pounding action and non-stop excitement. Adrenaline-charged family entertainment. Tickets start at $15. Restrictions and additional charges may apply. Camping World Stadium, January 19th. Visit monsterjam.com today.
What were you doing 10 years ago? For me, I founded the Tour de Pizza, Tampa Bay's only cycling-themed pizzeria, where we combine gourmet pizza with an active lifestyle. Home of the world-famous pizza diet? At Tour de Pizza, we truly have a pizza for everybody. Classic New York style, Chicago deep dish, whole wheat low carb, flaxseed millet grain free, and cauliflower crust to name a few. Proudly serving the greater St. Petersburg area for the past decade and running. Two locations, one great pizza, that's Tour de Pizza.
Since our first store opened in 1969 to our latest acquisition, Mr. Car Wash has always centered on people and bringing them the best service and shine in the car wash industry.
Through continuous research and development, Mr. Car Wash champions the newest technology and services to make your car wash experience better for your vehicle and the environment. With locations from sea to shining sea, go to MrCarWash.com for more details.
Ride in luxury. Go to Tampa Limo and Car LLC.com today. Going to the prom, the airport, or that special night on the town, call Tampa Limo and Car at 813-415-4576 and ride in luxury. Tampa Limo and Car has a fleet of sedans, SUVs, vans, minibuses, limos, party buses, and the motor coach. Professionally trained and dressed chauffeurs will handle all of your needs. Going to the Bucks game? Go in style. Book online at TampaLimoAndCarLLC.com today.
You're hungry. Where do you go to eat?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
You want to have a drink? Where do you go?
Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Having a get-together with the guys from the softball team? Where do you do it?
That's right. Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Located at 1320 Central Avenue, St. Petersburg, right across from Tropicana Field, Berg's is the best place to take the whole family for food and fun. Going to a Rays game? Have dinner before the game at Berg's, and after the Rays win, come and celebrate with all your friends at Berg's, right across from the Trop. So come down and see Berg and the whole gang at Berg Sports Bar and Grill.
Ferg Sports Bar and Grill.
This is the Tan Talk Radio Network.
Hey, this is the A-Hole Show. Wes Sims here, and you're talking sports with Randy Harris, my main man.
I'm really disappointed.
And why?
And the president of the Randy regime, he refused to put together a meme of you and I stuck together. Where you go, I go. Cancun, L.A. He refused. I got shot down on the book of face.
Thank God.
Why?
Because the president of the Randy regime is more to have my back than yours.
I did like that they put McDummy in with all the Bucks cheerleaders in the meme yesterday.
There is nobody that is a bigger McDummy than you.
That's true. And I was right front and center.
You wear that proud.
I do. I love being the McDummy.
Why? I don't get it. I would think that if somebody called me McDummy, that I would try to be a better person.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. It fits me.
You don't know what that. Believe me, it does. There is absolutely no doubt whatsoever. So what are you going to do when you go home?
Just spend time with my family, my parents. I'm blessed to still have them both alive. And
they know you're coming?
Yeah. I did go home once and the doors were locked. They changed the locks.
They changed the locks.
They didn't tell me nor leave a key. So I showed back and I had to wait a few hours to.
Do you know how to get into your house if need be?
Not in that house.
Really?
I mean, it's been 25 years since I lived there. So.
What's the craziest thing you did growing up in your house, around the house, breaking out of the house? I'll tell you a story.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. I don't know if I've ever told anybody this, okay. But just to do this, there was absolutely no reason to do this other than I did this. I would take the screen out of the window in our bathroom.
Okay.
So when I would go into the bathroom to shower, I would turn the shower on because I was taking a shower.
Okay.
And then I would climb out the back window and run around in the backyard and play for like 5 minutes.
Oh.
And then I would crawl back into the house, put the screen back in, and then finish my shower.
Okay.
One of my family members snuck out late at night.
Okay.
Through through the door, through the glass door.
Okay.
And then when he snuck back in many hours later, my parents had locked the glass door.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So he got caught. I never got caught sneaking out of the bathroom.
Okay. Right. Well, did the door open out or in? That's the question.
The door opened in, I think.
Okay.
But that's in a house. Yeah. You know, that's totally different.
Not different. Same principle.
No, you're right, because I don't know if everybody in my family washes their hands after they go to the bathroom. So.
Well, no, I mean, I don't really have any crazy memories. I mean, I grew up in Evansville, Indiana. My parents.
Because you didn't do it, or you took so many drugs that you don't remember?
A lot of drugs, a lot of therapy, self-medication. I think the one crazy story that I do remember, like my sister was 2 years younger than me, so she was on a guinea pig. I'd get her to do anything. And so I had her throw rocks at cars when they would drive by the street. And then one car stopped and went back and knocked on the door and told my mom. And I got beat. I mean, I took a beating worse than Dan Hooker. I was my dad almost killed me. I grew up in the same house. My parents have been in the same house for 45 years. So all my childhood memories are there. All my growth charts on the basement wall are still there. So going home, and my daughters are old enough to actually see when I was a child and go through my old toys and my old boxes in my room.
You still have them?
Yeah.
Let's sell them.
I have Boy Scout.
Sell them and make some cash.
I was a pretty good kid. I was a Boy Scout. I made it to life.
I don't know what that means.
I mean, I
used to read Life.
I was respectful. I was.
There was a magazine called Life.
I used to listen. I used to work hard.
You don't listen because you don't stop talking. I used to go to a dentist place that they would have the Life magazine.
Oh, yeah.
Did you ever read Life?
Yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah. And then I got a broadcast merit badge. Talking Sports with Randy Harris merit badge and a Knockout Radio merit badge.
I don't think you earned it.
Well, I sold all the cookies and popcorn, and then.
Have you ever purchased as an adult? I don't want to say mature because we know that's
Girl
not
Scout
true.
Cookies?
Have you ever purchased something that you used to play with as a child? Dead Air's not good.
I don't think I did.
I have.
What'd you buy?
I used to play with a toy called Major Matt Mason.
Okay.
Why is that funny?
Sounds cool.
He was an astronaut, and they had this whole like spaceship and lunar moon land. And I recently, within the last couple of years, purchased a Major Matt Mason that I believe was like $75.
Oh, wow. Okay.
All beat up.
So it was like the old school Buzz Lightyear.
Yeah. I mean, Buzz Lightyear. I'll bring it in 2 weeks.
Okay.
You know, maybe I'll bring it to the Outback Bowl.
I used to have my favorite toy growing up was Lincoln Logs. And then I had this new kid moving to the street.
Well, because you're from the land of Lincoln.
He was like 7 years old. That's Illinois, but I was in Indiana.
It's the same thing.
It's not the same.
Yeah, the other's better. I was trying to help you out.
Same cornfield. But I remember this kid moved in down the street. Older kid, bully kid.
Bully kid?
Yeah, he's like 5 years older than me. He's like bullied me, took my bike. Just one of those guys, right? And then we built this huge cabin out of monster, like Lego logs or Lincoln logs. And I go inside to get a drink, Kool-Aid or whatever, Tang, I don't remember. But I go inside and I'm looking through the window in my kitchen, and he lit it on fire. My old driveway was just, he burned all my Lincoln logs up.
I saw that on Life PD. last night. I was watching it, and they were burning couches and furniture and the Pasco police, like, you can't burn this. You can do a burn of grass and stuff during the day.
Right.
You can't do that. I mean, there was radiators and I think a human body, and there was all sorts of stuff, you know, that was in there. It was pretty funny. So I want to wish everybody a happy holidays, Merry Christmas, all that kind of stuff. We'll talk more about the end of the year review. Three UFC fighters. Dave Feldman will be back on. You'll be from some lunar location.
Home of Donnie Baseball, Evansville, Indiana.
Yeah, but you don't know. If you want to get in touch with me, feel free. Hit me up on Twitter at Knockout Radio.
At Naked Pizza Man 1.
For 8 Man Strong and Staff Zone, this has been Knockout Radio. Welcome to the jungle.
Eight Man Strong is not simply about the biggest or strongest. It's about those who have survived true lows, suffered, faced demons real or in their heads, and are fighting to come back against it all. If you live with a passion for greatness and strength and resilience towards all obstacles that may attempt to derail you, if you are bold and aggressive in the pursuit of the things you want in life, if you are meant to overcome everything that stands in your path of reaching your goals, then you are Eight Man Strong.
Got bills? Looking for work, but nobody is hiring? Staff Zone is. As the leading provider of commercial construction, industrial, and special event staffing throughout the Southeast and Texas, Staff Zone has plenty of work to go around, and they need you now. Don't wait. Go now to www.thestaffzone.com and find a branch closest to you. Work today, get paid today. That's the Staff Zone way.